Don't forget to follow Mac and T on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch under the handle Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show. Oh, and there like might be spoilers here. So like totally check the show notes for details.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
I binged two seasons of Reacher on Amazon.
Okay.
It was okay. Like, I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
If I'm correct, is it the dude from Blue Mountain State or whatever that show was?
I don't know. It's like Alan Richson.
Yeah, so I believe he was in a show, I want to say it was called Blue Mountain State. It was a comedy. He kind of played like the intellectually slow jock.
Okay.
So it's kind of crazy that he's playing Reacher now.
Yeah. I have very limited knowledge of the Reacher. Like, I know that it's based on books, and I think there's two Tom Cruise movies. Two Jack Reacher Tom Cruise movies.
Yeah, I believe
so. I saw the first Tom Cruise one. I don't think I saw the second one. I've never read any of the books. But the show was okay. The dude that plays Reacher is... He's kind of lovable and charming. Mm-hmm. But it runs into this problem of... He just knows everything. Like,
right.
Like, he's like this super smart, super intelligent, muscle-bound, almost indestructible guy who just knows everything about everything. And so, like, and then it kind of runs into almost like, I've only seen the first Taken movie, but I remember the first time I saw it, I walked out of the theater thinking, boy, Liam Neeson just murdered like a ton of people and rampaged all over the place with very little repercussions. And Reacher kind of runs into that problem where he has a very specific set of skills. He just murders people left and right. And every cop he comes into contact with just kind of looks the other way. And nobody ever seems to question why there's dead bodies all over the place, or why buildings are exploding, or why cars are like going off bridges or cliffs or anything.
I remember that in like the first John Wick.
Yeah, but like John Wick, like that's like the selling point of John Wick is just that it's like crazy, outlandish action and violence. Like, it's like that's like its selling point, is that it's just over the top crazy. Whereas like Reacher or like I said, Taken, they were, and maybe Taken was never meant to be taken seriously. Maybe I just never fully understood what the point of that movie was. But yeah, he just murders everybody, and nobody seems to really care that much. But no, it was a fun show though. It wasn't like a regular crime show procedural where it was like a killer of the week type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like. I think 8 episodes a season, maybe 10, but I think it's 8. But it's just one long story. But that was pretty good, though. There's rumors that that dude could be the next Batman.
Oh, wow.
And he's pretty, like, man, like, he's a He'd be a Frank Miller Batman, though. He's pretty flippin' buff. I mean, the dude's huge. But,
I'm talking like live action?
Yeah.
So they're making a whole nother Batman?
I don't know if it's like, I don't think it's ever been confirmed or official, but I've seen several headlines saying Alan Richardson could be the next, you know, is Alan Richardson going to be the next Batman? Alan Richardson, it looks like he could be the next Batman or blah, blah, blah. Like standard, like Entertainment Weekly headlines. I don't know. I've only seen him in Reacher. He doesn't seem particularly brooding, but he seems like he'd be a cool Bruce Wayne, but not necessarily a cool Batman.